explain for me why you've decided this is the right time to make a change.
David, the university is in such a strong situation, never stronger, never better known, never more appreciated than now. And so the university is ready for the next generation of leaders, and I'm ready. I have a real sense of accomplishment that by the time I am finished in more than 9 years, there's so much that the university has been able to do during that time. So I have a sense of accomplishment, and I'm gratified by that, and I am eager, hungry, in fact, for more flexibility. I have been a campus CEO since I was 45 years old, first at Colby Sawyer for a decade, and now at UNC Asheville, where my heart surely, surely is.
Not many people have an opportunity to take such a high-profile position of leadership in their hometown. Did it also come with some unexpected pressure or expectations?
Well, this certainly is a local girl makes good story. It is wonderful to have an opportunity to come to UNC Asheville to serve it, because the people who helped turn Asheville Biltmore College into UNC Asheville were grown-ups who were friends of my parents. So they were, I've actually met a lot of the people whose names are on the buildings at UNC Asheville. So that made the assignment very, very sweet. I think that it brought additional expectations, but they were all positive, and that was, I think, everyone who had known me or my sweet family had a sense that I might bring to UNC Asheville a strong interest in linking UNC Asheville with Greater Asheville, and that has indeed been a part of what we've been able to do during the last 9 years, and I'm very proud of that.
You said something just a moment ago I wanted to go back to just for a second. You said that in terms of the timing of this announcement, and I think this is a quote from something that I think you said this afternoon, quote, "National issues in higher education and board service call to me at this time in my life." What does that mean? What are you telling us with that?
I certainly view that I will have an active, seriously creative, full retirement. I was talking with Catherine Frank, who is the executive director of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UNC Asheville, where we have lots of expertise on retirement. And one of the keys is to get the timing right. I am healthy, active, interested, but I'm interested in more flexibility and a variety. Here's an image that, David, you'll appreciate. One of the authors of leadership books, Ron Heifetz, describes one of the talents of a leader is to not only participate in the dance on the dance floor, but to be able to get up on the balcony, to see the patterns and the issues and the shapes, and then to be able to return to the dance floor. So on these national issues or board service, I don't have specific ones identified yet, but I do want to work on the balcony. I'm very interested in some of the meta issues at this very exciting time for higher ed. And this retirement, while I am vigorous and not quite 64, I'll be 64 in April, so this will give me an opportunity to do that.
Much of your time as chancellor has been marked by some pretty tough economic times. Is the system itself at risk of being less than it's been or less than what it could be?
Well, I did an interview with Business North Carolina a few months ago, and in that piece, I do frame just that question. I do think that North Carolina faces a very interesting challenge about what kind of a state we're going to be and whether we want to run the risk of underinvesting in education going forward.
And as a former chancellor, will you be able to speak more freely because you are no longer the chancellor?
Well, when you're chancellor, you are always chancellor, and consequently, you always speak for the university and as its chancellor. There are examples nationwide of chancellors and presidents who forgot that for a moment. I think of Larry Summers, the president of Harvard, who had a very interesting economist opinion, but he forgot that he was president of Harvard when he said it. And so I do think that when I do not have the CEO role, when I'm not speaking for UNC Asheville, which is what you always do when you're chancellor, that I will be of UNC Asheville, and so I'll have the experience that might give me a voice that would be interesting in the future.
How confident are you that UNC Asheville will be able to maintain its position as a small public liberal arts institution?
It is a wonderful niche, and actually a niche that I think many colleges and universities, public and private, would like to be in at the moment. What families and prospective students are looking for is the value proposition of high quality and affordability. Those two things are available in the sector of higher education called public liberal arts universities, and most of those colleges and universities are modest in size.
Retired chancellors are known to stay on campus as faculty members. Do you plan on teaching at the university in the future?
Well, I've already talked with the chair of literature, Merritt Mosley, and I will not be taking up a tenured position in the faculty. UNC Asheville's most recent literature search for two openings brought over 700 applications, and the two people we hired are magnificent, and dozens that we didn't hire would be. And so I think that a university of the future should have a really dynamic faculty built for its future. He did pay me the compliment of saying that if at the right time I might like to guest in or come teach a course, that I would be welcome, and I said that I wouldn't close that door.
Do you complete your tenure with a sense, I've left this university in a better place than when I came on board?
David, thank you for asking that question in that particular way. This has been a very sweet assignment because I got to do and lead and work with some people who did some extraordinary work. We built and applied a strategic plan. We made the university a palpable, valued part of Asheville. We became more diverse and more inclusive. When I arrived, all of the faculty, staff, and student percentages were in the single digits, and now we're all solidly in the double digits. And the richness of the campus constituency makes our students capable of serving in their own neighborhoods, statewide, and internationally. They are very well prepared in that way. We have doubled the endowment on my watch, despite the recession and the downturn. And so to use some of the language of our CFO, Ashevillian John Pierce, every major aspect of the university is directionally correct. We have a wonderful accreditation accomplishment with the Southern Association. We got reaccredited with NCAA. We have clean audits. We have a positive and improving outlook on our Moody's bond rating. So even if you look at the financial integrity of the institution, we are strong, and these national rankings that you often cover at WCQS, but that we now get routinely and post on our website, we are better known, better appreciated nationally. And so I think that we have earned and deserve that high reputation.
Will you continue to live in the area?
Yes, we will. We have a home just outside of Asheville, and so Asheville will be home base. We do also have a small bungalow on Sanibel Island in Florida, and so I might be hard to find in February.
Chancellor Ann Ponder, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you, David.